Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Methuselah was, he's popularly known as the man who lived longer than anybody else in the world. He lived to be 969 years old. So other than just a whole string of geriatric jokes that we make about people, I think as you look at Scripture, Susie, we see that Methuselah was Noah's grandfather. He was the son of a man by the name of Enoch, whom a lot of people may recognize. Scripture says that Enoch also walked with God, and then he was raptured up to heaven. And so Methuselah was his son. Well, when Enoch had Methuselah, when he had his son named Methuselah, he gave him this very, very special name. And when you parse the name Methuselah, it literally means, when he is gone, it shall be sent, or his death shall bring it. So you go, okay, well, that's really a strange name to name your son. And so when Enoch named him that, Enoch is also a prophet. We know from the book of Jude that he prophesied about the godlessness of his generation that we've been talking about. So he gave his son a very special name that God gave him. And so his name means, when he is gone, it shall come. Well, what's going to come? Well, Scripture lists for us the birth and the death of each of these men in Scripture, but it also tells us what their age was when they had their son and that type of thing. But when you just do the simple math, and I'm not great at math, so it had to be simple for me, but when you do the simple math, Susie, you find out that Methuselah died in the exact year that the flood came. And so what God was saying through that is that when Methuselah draws his last breath, that's when the judgment's going to come. So you think back and you go, okay, well, what does that mean then? Well, it means that God gave the earth 969 years of opportunities to turn to him, to basically say, you know, judgment is coming, but as long as this man is alive, I'm going to withhold judgment and have great mercy on you. So we think, you know, typically, well, it was 120 years while Noah was building the ark, but it was a lot longer than that. It was over 350,000 days that Methuselah was walking on the earth. So that tells me that God was just giving grace beyond belief and delaying judgment over and over again for Methuselah to live his life. And so I think that just tells us that, once again, righteous men were standing out, you know, in Noah's day, and in essence, being that restraining influence that we just talked about.
And so the parallel
at the end,
today,
when Methuselah drew his last breath, I have a suspicion that that's when the first drop of rain came.
Wow. And that parallel today, is he sort of represents our stance on the earth today? Is that what you mean?
Well, I think it does. I've kind of jokingly thought, wow, Billy Graham's 96 years old. I wonder how long, you know, he's going to stay on the earth. And when he dies, I'm going to, you know, look around here, see what's going on. But I think seriously that we're just in an age right now, Susie, of unprecedented grace. I mean, God is bestowing mercy upon mercy. He's delaying judgment. He's pushing it back. And the key for Christians is just to recognize that we're living in a great age of grace.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.